Let's have a few minutes in the Word this morning. Taste and see. Say that with me. Taste and see. Help me, buddy. Taste and see what? One more time. Taste and see what? That's a series I'm going to lead you in the next few weeks. That the Lord is good. God is good. I grew up at a drunk woman's home. Okay? And when I say I was a hellraiser, that's what I mean. We didn't have God in my family. Didn't know God. Words that came out of my mouth were not like praise Jesus. It was cussing Jesus. Amen? And I don't know where I learned it. I guess I just learned it right there at home. And my friend, whatever. So to say that I knew the Lord was good, I had no idea God was good. Are y'all hearing me? No idea. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Never talked like that. If I did, it was fake. It was a lie. You know, I was the kind of kid at Christmas, when Christmas came along, I wanted my stuff early. I mean, really. You know, and if I said thank you to Mama, or, you know, it was generally Mama, I didn't mean it. You know what I mean? I just wanted the stuff. I was not a thankful person. I was not a grateful person. But I got saved. Christ came into my life. He loved a sinner like me. Saved my drunk mama. She never drank another drop. Our whole life was radically changed, our home. And that's why I'm in a ministry today. But I want to talk to you about the Lord is good. And I want to go into some detail. I want to go into the Bible. And we need to stop whining. Say that out loud. We need to stop what? People whine many times to win friends. You're a crazy person. I mean, I'm serious. We get together. Let's just talk about how bad we got it. How about you leave me alone if that's what you're going to do? That's not how you win friends, man. Okay? That's not how you get favor. We just came off a series on favor. Let's get favor by whining with each other. I'm not saying we don't have needs. We can share our needs. But our troubles should not be the dominating thing in our life. It shouldn't be the thing that's on our mind all the time. The thing that's taking our conversation with people all the time. There's got to be another way, and there is another way. And it's that the Lord is good. How many have ever gone through some hard times, but the Lord was still good? How many through your hard times, that's where you found out that God was good? Amen. Yeah. So we got it all backwards. Let's see what the Bible says. The Bible says, oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Read that next part with me. Blessed is the what? Or woman that does what? You want to be blessed? God is good. You want to be blessed? Taste and see that the Lord is good. And put your trust in Him. Let's break this down and look at this series over the next couple of weeks. So today, we're going to look at our God is what? And don't get bored with me. I mean, I know I'm loud and all that stuff sometimes, but I just really want to hone in. We got Thanksgiving coming up. We've got so much to be grateful for. You know, but many probably, if you knew my life, you know what I've been through. Most of the crap we've gone through, we caused ourselves. Y'all hear me or not? Say. It's easier to blame it on the wife or the husband or whatever. Most of our stuff, not all of it, but most of it, and you know what? We're the ones that can fix it. Faith without works is dead. Is that what James says? Most of us could fix and get so much better off in our life with our attitude if we work on it. So that's my job over the next few weeks. Our God is a good God. Couple of scriptures. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Because if you lean on your own understanding, God can get bad in a hurry. Amen. Say. Your own crazy thinking. Can't believe this happened. Why is this happening? Everybody picking on me. No, you're a crazy person. All right? So don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll do what? He'll direct your path. The Bible says one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Without faith, it's what? It's impossible to please God, Him. Please God. For he that comes to God must do what? Must believe that He is, and that He's a what? A rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So we want to just examine this. So do you believe that God is good? I'm asking you a question. Do you believe that God is good?
Yes.
All right. We're going to challenge that. Okay? Do you believe that God is good? And here's what I did. I went to my handy dandy dictionary. People ask me, how do you study? Well, I use an old Bible. I actually use the King James Bible, the old one. Okay? So when I went to church, I got saved. That's the Bible I memorized. Why should I change? I ain't changing. Y'all change. How about that? Amen. I like my Bible. Amen? So, anyway. So I study with that Bible, and I study with a Webster's Dictionary. Why? Because certain words, maybe I don't understand completely, or there's more deeper meaning, and so I use Webster's Dictionary. Come to find out, Webster was a solid, strong man of God. He loved Jesus Christ. Amen? So I like Webster's Dictionary. Amen. So that's how I study. So that's what I did in this series. So what did I look up? God is what? So guess what I looked up? Good. I mean, you think about it. What does good mean? I mean, good. You know, we even say good gracious. What, good what? Good job. Good this. Good that. This is good. That's good. What does good mean? To say, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's an interesting word. What does that word mean? So I started looking. I went crazy. Yeah. Good. What does good mean? Well, it means right. God is right. Say that out loud. God is what? That means I'm what? Wrong. See how that word right there? God is proper. I mean, good is proper. That's what the word good means. So he's proper. Good means kind. Is God kind? See this word good? It's crazy. Beneficial. Is God beneficial in your life? See what I'm saying? Purposeful. The word good means purposeful. I didn't know that. I'm looking. What? Yeah. Meaningful. Meaningful. Does God give you purpose in your life? Does he help you in your life? Does he mean something to you? Taste and see that the Lord is what? Blessed is the man or woman that trusts in him. So let's keep looking. Let's keep looking. Now what's evil mean? Evil. So if he's good, okay? Taste and see the Lord is good. My thinking would think the opposite of good would be evil. So I want to look at what that means. Because that means he ain't that. Say that out loud. That means he what? He ain't that. So quit saying he is. Quit saying he is. Can't believe God did this. God didn't do it. Shut up. God's a good God. Don't let Satan into your head like that. You're not my daddy anymore. Satan, get out of my house. Get out of my life. Get out of my stinking mind. How many struggle with your mind like I do? Good grief. What's evil mean? It means wrong. Is God wrong? No. You wrong. I'm wrong. He ain't wrong. Some of y'all don't like me already. You can't wait to leave. Word evil means wicked. Is God wicked? No. See, God is good. Stop thinking that way. If you're in a marriage situation where it's horrible, maybe there's been abuse. I hate that for you. Rape. I hate that. I hate that you've been hurt. But God did not do that. God loves you. Well, if he loved me, why did he let that happen? We live on planet Earth where there are bad people. Say that. There are bad people. And here's the thing. We're all bad. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Were it not for God in our life, who knows what we would even do? You hear me or not? So God really is what? He's good, isn't he? He's good. So the word evil means injurious or injurious. Okay, injurious. So to injure. God didn't want to injure you. God wants to help you. So God is what? He is good. Now we're learning. You're going to school with Uncle Gary. Isn't that crazy? You wouldn't pick my college, would you? I ain't going to his college. The boy can't even speak good. That's all right. So I looked at another word. The opposite of good to me was the word bad. Bad. So what's bad mean? Evil. Oh, okay. Got that one. Unfavorable. Is God unfavorable? No. No. You taste and see, and you'll find out he's very favorable. Okay? You will love him because he loved you what? Taste and see. Bad, unacceptable. Is God unacceptable? Is his ways unacceptable? Is his word unacceptable? It's funny how that we'll take God's word, we'll call ourselves Christians, and we'll absolutely turn and twist God's word. Okay? And you might not want to hear this, but that's the situation with the abortion issue. It's unacceptable to kill little children. It's not acceptable. There's a whole lot of things you can do before you have to do that. Amen? Say. It's just not acceptable. There's so many things that are not acceptable. Okay, God is a good God. He wants a husband to love his wife. It's unacceptable for a man to take his hand and hit a woman. Is that unacceptable? Okay? Is it unacceptable for her to do that to him? Absolutely. It's unacceptable for a husband to have sex with another woman other than his wife. Is that acceptable? It's not acceptable. That's not good. And care what the society is trying to teach us. Or a woman doing that to her husband, it's unacceptable. See, God is good. God is not bad, is He? Are y'all hearing me today or not? He picking on me. All these rules. You ever thought He might love your sorry tail? Amen. He loves us, man. God is good. But we need to teach ourselves this. We need to train ourselves to think like this. Amen. So which is He to you? Is God good? Is He bad? Is He evil? Well, I'm going to tell you who He is to me. God is what? He's a good God. Are y'all wore out already? You're like, Clarkson, wore me out? Here we go. Well, God is right. That's the first thing we said. God is proper. Say those with me. God is right. God is proper. God is kind. God is beneficial. God is purposeful. God is what? Meaningful. Now, if you think I'm done, I'm not done yet. I still got the dictionary. Now, I went crazy. So God is right. What's that mean? God is right. Well, it means God is good. If you look up right in the dictionary, God is good. That's just one of the definitions. But look how deep it goes. He is good. He is virtuous. That's what that word means. God is what? He's correct. God is what? You want to have your life straight? Your life's all screwy. You're all over the place. Why don't you follow Him? He says, narrow is the way, okay? Straight is the way. Narrow is the gate. That's what He's talking about Himself. So the word right means God is just. So when we say God is good, this is a lot of stuff, man. Wow. My gosh. How good You are to me. Amen? Let's look at another one. So He's right. But this was the definition. God is proper. What's that mean? Again, He's correct. He's fitting. See, God fits in that perfect empty hole in my life. People are searching for something. He fits. He is so fitting in me. You know, He accepts me. He accepts you. He wants you to be you and me to be me. And He can fit in you and He can fit in me. And you'll get to be you with Him and you, and I'll get to be me with Him and me. And we're going to be different. But He's going to work in our life. God is good that He takes people like that and works with us. Yes or no, amen. We've got to go to a certain school to learn all this or be born in a certain family. No, you need to be born in His family. Put your faith in Christ. He is so fitting. He's specific. That's another word for proper. He's specific. God is very specific. I mean, crazy words. I just kept looking. Well, then it said the definition for good was kind. So what's kind mean? God is gracious. Is your head about to explode? He's giving. That's what the word kind means. It means He's what? He's compassionate. So when He says, taste and see that the Lord is good, we're not talking about just one little item on the menu here. We're talking when you start to unpack the goodness of God. Oh my gosh. It sounds like He's good in every situation. No matter how bad my situation might be, He's still good. I just got to find Him. I just got to get it right in my crazy mind. You mean bad things can happen? Bad things can happen and God is still good. When you're broken, marriage shattered, in my situation, my mother murdered, how can God be good in that? He comforted me. He helped me. He opened up heaven to me. Heaven became real to me when my mother was murdered. Now mama's on the other side. I've got more of a reason than ever to want to go to heaven. Amen? And I've got more reason than ever to talk about heaven and to share Christ with people than I ever had before in my life. God can take all things and work them together for what? To them who do what? Who love the Lord. I don't expect people who don't love the Lord to understand that God is good. Amen? This is good stuff, guys. God is kind. So let's look at another one. I just kept looking. I got more, Raj. God, the word good means beneficial. What's that mean? Useful. Is God useful? Are you glad you got God? Say yes or no. Thank the Lord for him. I'm glad I got you in my life. You're very useful. It don't sound right to say God's useful. I mean, it don't even sound right. But he is useful. Amen. He sure has helped me in my life. I've used him many times in my life. It ain't nice to use the Lord. He wants to be used because he's very useful. Not a bad thing. He's a blessing. God is advantageous. Do you feel like you are advantaged because of God in your life? Yes or no? You talk about, man, he's blessed me so much. So God is beneficial. Let's look at another word if there's more of them. He's purposeful. Means he's valuable. God's valuable in my life. God is intentional. He has a plan for my life. See, God is good. He can work in whatever situation I find myself in. He has a plan and a purpose for my life. And he can direct me. And he can direct my steps and help me. The steps of a what kind of man? A good man are ordered by who? The Lord. So he's purposeful. God is meaningful. That's one of another definition of the word good. So that means he's expressive. How beautiful is it to know this verse? Let's just express some a verse or two. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's expressive. Jesus said, other people are going to know you're my disciples. If you have what? Love one for what? Another. He's very expressive. You know, children were drawn to Jesus by his demeanor, by his actions, by his attitude. There were crowds that would follow Christ. He's expressive. This is who he is. He loves me. Say that out loud. He loves me. Would you say I matter to him? I matter to him. He's wanting to get that through your heart and your head. You're valuable to me. So he's very expressive. Purposeful. Again, we've seen that word before. So God is a good God. So did I wear you out with a dictionary? Amen. Next time you say God is good, I'm proud of you, but I wish you'd really think about it. I wish you'd really think about how good God is. How good God is. Is God good when the person I love dies? He's still good. Is he good when you or me get cancer? Oh, he's even better then. You hear me or not? When you lose somebody in your life, when you lose a job, is God, well, God ain't no good, now I'm unemployed. Aren't you glad you've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother? Who are you going to call for help when you're struggling? Who are you going to tell your darkest secrets to? Who are you going to confess your wicked sins to? Is God a good God, yes or no? Are y'all hearing me today? He's a good God. Our God is good. Let's keep looking a little bit. And here's what I want to do. What should my response be then? And we've got time. We're doing fine. What should my response be to God's goodness? The Bible says taste and what? See that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man or woman that trusts in him. So what should my response be to God's goodness? And what I'd like to do, I do this often. I picked Psalm 34 this time. And I would like to build the case. This should be my response to God's goodness. Is God's goodness big? Yes or no? It's almost unfathomable, his goodness. It's crazy. You don't believe in God, do you? People will say that. You don't believe in God, do you? He's the one good thing in my life. He's the one faithful thing in my life. The one faithful person in my life is God. Y'all believe in Him, do you? You're a nut. No, you're a nut. Okay? You're not going to get me off of God's goodness. God's a great God. What should my response be to that? Let's look at Psalm 34. I'm just going to build the case with you. I will bless the Lord at all times. So I should what? My response should be what? I should bless the Lord. See it right there. See that? That should be my response to God's goodness. That word bless means to praise. To say you are holy. You are righteous. Bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So what should my response to God's goodness be? I should keep what where? Where? I should keep what where? Praise in my mouth. Get the crap out of your mouth. Get praise in your mouth. Amen. Say. You go through hard times, tough situations. You want to kick the dog, whatever. Listen, get that out of your mouth. I'm going to praise the Lord. No matter what my situation is. And you might think I'm crazy. You might think Clark can say that because he ain't had no trouble. How many knows enough about my life to know I've had trouble? Yeah, we've had trouble. I've had trouble. Okay? I felt like Satan was chained to me many times, okay? I've had trouble. The thing that's helped me to be victorious in my life is responding this way. And that mean you're crazy? I mean, some people are. They're not real. It's just not real. Praise Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real life, real situations where you really have to make a decision. Instead of cussing crap coming out of my mouth, that praise is coming out of my mouth. Amen? Come on. My soul shall make her what? Boast in the Lord. So what should my response be to God's goodness? I'm going to do what? I'm going to brag on the Lord. Brag on Him. We can't do that. What will people think? They just might think that God is good. Why do we go along with the crowd? And some of you, when you hear the whining and you hear the this and the that, after a while, you got to go, you know what? Stop it. Stop it. I'm going to take you down a whole new path. We're going to find out that God is good. And this whining and this crying, is you can do it for a while. Weeping last a little while, but joy is coming in the morning. Amen. Come on. Brag on the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Isn't that something? When you brag on the Lord, there's going to be people that's going to want to hear that. It's going to help them. God is good. What should my response be to your goodness, God? Oh, magnify the Lord with me. So we should do what? Make God big. God's big on God. He ain't big on you. He loves you. But he don't want to see your name in lights. He likes His name up there. Amen? Okay? Brag on Him. Magnify Him. He's a big God. He's bigger than any situation you're going through. You got to think that way. How many didn't think you were going to make it, but you made it? Let me see some. I don't even know where I'm going to make it. I can't make it. You made it. How many of you are making it right now through a dark valley? Right now, Pastor, I'm in a dark valley and I'm making it through my valley right now. God's a good God, man. Magnify His name. Let us exalt His name together. So what should I do? Let's review real quick. They all have similar, look at them all. They're sort of the same. Look at them. So what should my response to God's goodness be? I'm going to bless the Lord all times. I'm going to keep praise in my mouth, ready to go like a loaded pistol. I'm going to brag on the Lord. I'm not going to spend my time bragging on the devil. I'm going to magnify. I'm going to make His name big. Big in my problems. Big in my situation. I'm going to exalt the Lord. He's high and lifted up. He's a lot higher than the garbage I'm going through. Amen? Y'all see that? You want to have a great Thanksgiving? You want to be changed in your home? This will do it. Who don't want to live with somebody that's like this? Come on. Keep looking. I sought the Lord and He heard me and He delivered me from all my fears. I should what? Seek the Lord. Seek. My response to His goodness would be, wait a minute. It's dark. It's dark in here. My life is dark. Man, it's gone dark on me. All right. He's somewhere in this room. I'm going to find Him, man. The Lord's going to help me out of this mess I've got in my life. Amen or amen. Seek him, man. Don't turn on him. Start seeking him. Seek him early, the Bible says. And you'll find him. Early in your problem. Seek him early. I heard he was good. Oh, yeah. He's going to help me out of this mess. He delivered me from all my... And he heard me. He heard me. Know that he hears. This should be your response to that God is good. Know that he's going to hear you. And he's going to deliver you from all your fear. This is very powerful that God is good. Am I killing you today or not? Sounds too simple, doesn't it? God is good. It's going to fix everything. Well, it will. It will. God's a great God. He can fix everything. Now, it ain't going to be fixed the way you want it, maybe, but he will fix it. He's amazing. You might get your tail whooped through the process, because he whoops tails, too. He loves those whom he what? Chastens, the Bible says. Does the Bible say that? Sometimes this whole thing, knowing God is good, sometimes it's a little painful. That's okay. No, he hears you. No, he delivers you from all your fears. They looked upon him and were lightened. Say that last part with me. And they're what? They're what? You're killing me. They're what? We're not ashamed. My response to God's goodness should be bless, praise, brag on him, magnify, exalt him, seek him. Know he hears you. Know he delivers you. Look to him. And do this last one. Show it on your what? Sometimes Christians, the darkest people I've ever seen. Church people. It's ridiculous. If you got teeth, show them. I'm serious, man. Smile at people. How does that make people feel when you smile at them? Now, don't have some creepy smile. Creepy smile. Come on, man. Show it on your face. God is good to me. Amen. That's my response. Now, here's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. You might want to mark it. Here it is. I love this. Say it out loud with me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. How many of you would say that was you? That was you in your life. This poor man cried, boy, the Lord saved me out of all my trouble, man. Wow! Is God good or what? He's a good God. And if you don't believe it, you are wrong. God's a good God. You got to get here, man. So, that's what we've learned today. We have in communion just a moment here. So, that's what we've learned today. All right? Bless the Lord. Praise him continually. Brag on the Lord. Magnify the Lord. This is what it means to say God is good. Exalt him. Seek him. Know he hears you. Know he will deliver you from your fears. Look to the Lord and show it on your what? Absolutely. But don't be a fake. Nothing worse than Christians. Well, God's good. Bless God. Got your miracle. Best witness you'll ever have is when life is hard and people can see you making it with a smile on your face. And they see you coming, oh gosh, I heard what happened to them. Oh, and they know you've been through trouble. And when you get there, you don't unload on them. But you talk about how God is helping you in your situation. That's some of the best testimonies. Not like God did this and God did that. God works with normal people in regular situations. And he's a great God. He'll get your tail out of the ditch. Amen? He's a great God. And then just a couple extra ones. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him. And he delivers them. Is God a good God? He encircles me. He encircles me. He's got his arms around me. Matter of fact, he says, underneath are the everlasting arms. And then he says, no man can pluck you out of my hand. God is a good God. Do you hear me? You see how Satan, you see how our adversary, he's the one who's evil. God is a good God. And he delivers me. So God encircles me and he delivers me. And Raj, I got to quit. You're killing me. So our God is good. What have we learned today, buddy? What have we learned? Let's see what we've learned. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Did we taste a little bit? Did y'all taste a little bit? Yeah, a little bit of taste this morning. So taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
So deep down inside my heart, say it with me. I know what? God is what? God's a good God. Deep down in my heart. Say it with me out loud. Out loud. Here we go. God is what? Right. Keep going. Keep going. Push it, buddy. God is what? Proper. God is kind. God is beneficial. God is purposeful. God is meaningful in my life. I've tasted and I have seen. Say it with me. God is a what? Good God. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Boom. Amen. Come on.